The diffuse glow of day through the orange sky waned, and night fell across the surface of the planetoid. It brought with it a chill that turned the oily rain into a greasy fall of chemical snow. Garrow knew that remaining out on the perimeter of the construction site would eventually lead to their discovery. Keeping Tallery close to his side, he moved as fast as he dared, down into the work pit. They stole aboard a pressurized monorail wagon and allowed it to take them the rest of the way to the Citadel. Peering through a grate, he saw the skeletons of incomplete battle bunkers passing by, and gun towers armed with repurposed starship batteries. Nothing was going to waste in the forging of Othrys. It was a design that would rival the siege works of the Imperial Fists when complete, but only if he allowed it to continue. Garrow toyed with the idea of making a stealthy approach into the heart of the Citadel itself. If it followed the design protocols of a standard Imperial fortress, there would be a mighty reactor on the core levels. He knew how to weaponize such a device, but a catastrophic overload would obliterate everything for 5 kilometers in all directions. The secret of Othrys would be consumed in fire, taking him and Tallery with it. He frowned. Garrow had no way of knowing their exact location, and even if he managed to destroy this place, those responsible for creating it would not be brought to account. There would be nothing to stop them from beginning anew elsewhere. At best, he would only delay their plans.
No.
To end this, the full truth behind the scribe's unwitting discovery had to be brought to light.
My lord, come look at these.
What have you found?
Containers. These all bear item codes I recall from Curator Lon's files.
Tallery had prized open the lids of several of the shipping containers. Garrow saw racks of fusing cores for melter bombs and boxes of heavy-gauge bolter ammunition. In the last crate, there were complex frames for heavy weapons, directed energy cannons of a kind he had only a passing familiarity with.
What kind of firearms are these?
These are conversion beamers. It is rare to see so many in one place.
There are dozens here. No power cells in any of them, though.
Whoever is gathering this army wants it to be well equipped. A single beamer can obliterate heavy armor with one shot.
We're slowing down. The loading bay is ahead.
Reseal those cargo containers. Quickly. Be ready to jump. We can't be on this train when it reaches the dock.
Very well.
Have courage, Scribe.
Tallery gave a wary nod and pulled her breather mask back into place.
Ave Imperator.
Now!
Damp drifts of methane slush cushioned their fall, allowing Garrow and Tallery to make their way along the service course beneath the monorail platform. Staring up through the gridded metal decking, they had a perfect view of the carriages as bipedal walker mechs unloaded their cargo.
You must take in all that you see here, Scribe. Study everything, omit nothing. That eidetic memory of yours will serve as witness.
What good are my memories if I perish before I can recollect them?
You will go home, Tallery. You are the mission now. I will do everything in my power to see you safely back to Terra. The truth behind Othrys must be made known.
Something slow and heavy darkened the low clouds as it descended from the sky. And presently, a wallowing iron barge fell towards the Citadel on spears of retro thrust.
Another cargo vessel coming in.
No, it's not a freighter. I recognize the configuration. That is a Medicaid transport, a Mercy ship.
The warrior frowned, watching as the great craft settled into a landing cradle extending out from the sheer walls of the Citadel. Instead of supplies, weapons, or materiel, the new arrival deposited men. Garrow's enhanced sight allowed him to pick out lines of injured soldiers, some being helped along by their comrades. The faces were recognizable to him. Although he did not know these men, he knew their kind. The war wounded. Garrow had seen such men alongside him in battle on many worlds during the Great Crusade, or in the halls of his legion amongst the neophytes. Warriors all, but young with it, and still untested, even though the fires of their martial fury burned bright.
Each time I think I have some grasp upon this mystery, another twist reveals itself.
Why are they bringing injured men here? This place is no hospice.
An answer began to form in Garrow's mind, creeping into his thoughts like the cold wind over his flesh. Upon the hull of the Mercy ship, he saw the heraldry of a world that he knew. Mertiol, lost now. So the astropaths reported, lost to the warp storms and the iron grasp of the Warmaster, its cities burning and its people subjugated. Only a handful of ships had managed to flee the colony before Horus's war fleet blackened Mertiol's skies. And the question before Garrow was now, why this loyalist craft had fallen into the grip of Othrys and not returned to safe harbor along with all the other refugees.
Those men are all dead. Their names would have been struck from record, their ship listed as missing in the void. I think I understand. They will be healed, Tallery, and then given purpose anew. The army of Othrys will be made of ghosts.
The scribe rounded on him, her eyes wide behind the visor of her breather mask.
How much more do we need to see? You have brought us to some misbegotten ball of black ice and poisoned skies, a place crawling with Mechanicum renegades. We have no means of escape, no way to call for help. You've doomed us both, and damn you if you tell me to have courage.
Garrow gave a solemn nod in return.
We will both be damned if we do not finish what you began back on Riga. The Imperium must know of this place. A hidden outpost at the heart of a web of secrets. Othrys cannot be allowed to exist.
We'll need a ship. Something a lot faster than that barge.
Follow me.